This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All my dear brothers and sisters, wherever you are, may Allah Rabbul Alameen protect all of you. May Allah accept all our prayer and the 5 days that we have been fasting. Let us start to remember Allah Rabbul Alameen the way the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want us to remember him. Example, when evening come in or night, we recite one dua. Allahumma bika amsayna wa bika asbahna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilaykal masir. Meaning, O Allah, we are asking you to bless our evening to the next morning, our living and also our dying, because we want to have a good ending. And make us prepare ourselves before we return back to you. This is the meaning of the dua, known as the evening dua. We hope all of us try your best to remember this. وَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, whoever remember me, I will remember him. Brothers and sisters, I hope you all remember the two hadiths that I've shared with you last night. Anyhow, because we love our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm trying to recall these two hadiths and I'm going to recite it slowly again so that every one of you who have been following us are able to memorize the beautiful saying of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then I'll add one more hadith today. Now, the hadith of the Prophet, the first one that I shared with you last night, is La darara wa la dirar. La darara wa la dirar. We hope all of you have memorized it, because this is a very short hadith. And it sounds alike from the beginning to the end. Yeah? La darara wala dirar. Please memorize the saying of the Prophet to show our love towards our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I hope all of you still remember, when you recite the hadith, you know Imam Shafi'i and some other great scholars, they said when somebody is reciting the saying of the Prophet in front of us, we will honor and respect the saying like how the Prophet is talking to us now. That's how they respect the saying of the Prophet. It's like the Prophet is talking to us. It's just like how we honor the Quran. When you recite the Quran, Quran is Kalamullah, is the speech of Allah. It's like Allah is talking to us. You should feel connected. And when you feel that you are connected, each time when you recite ayat that talk about Jannah, you stop and say, Allahumma adqilna jannah. Allahumma adqilna jannah. Oh Allah, enter us to your jannah. And if you recite an ayah, talk about Jahannam, hellfire, you should also feel for it and say, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from hellfire. By doing that, brothers and sisters, we are not just reciting the ayat of Allah, but we are making invocation, making dua, Allahu Akbar. This shows that our heart and mind is responding. It's not like a parrot just, you know, read without understanding. And if they understand, they don't even respond to it. When you read an ayah, talk about tasbih, example, immediately you say, Subhanallah. That's how you connect yourself with Kalamullah. Now, the saying of the Prophet, we go back to the saying of the Prophet, La darara wa la tirar. If only we Muslim apply this simple hadith in our daily life, we save ourselves from a lot of problems. We will have minimum enemy except the shaitan. Now, the second hadith, remember yesterday, last night we were sharing with you. Min husnil Islam al-mar'i. Al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. It's reminding us, if you want to be a good Muslim, just stay away from anything that have nothing concern about you, that you are not involved in. Don't get involved in things that you are not involved in until you are invited to participate in it. And if you really want, you must be judged. You must have the wisdom. Yeah? It's very, very important. Now, tonight I add one more hadith. Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. I repeat slowly two more times. We hope whoever is following me, please try your best to memorize it. Follow me, talaqqi. That is the best way to memorize the saying of the Prophet. When you listen, you try your best to follow me. I will try to recite it slowly. That is how our Prophet taught the companions. They are good listeners, and that's why they are good students, and they memorize things very fast. Again, kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. I repeat, kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. Three things that the Prophet said to us, that a Muslim to another Muslim, that means any Muslim to another Muslim, wherever you are, whether you are born Muslim, you are revered Muslim, you are Arab Muslim, you are Hajjam Muslim, Malay Muslim, Chinese Muslim, as long as you are Muslim, male or female, remember, your life is sacred. Damuhu means haram. Your blood, your life is sacred. Nobody can cause harm to you. As a Muslim, they should not injure you, because there is a qisas in Islam. An eye for an eye, an ear for an ear, a nose for a nose, until the end. Now, and also the Prophet said, wa maluhu, his property or her property, you cannot take it without his or her permission. Yeah? You cannot take anything that do not belong to you until you are given a permission. If you borrow money from anyone who is a Muslim, you must pay payback. If not, you'll be in trouble. You try to escape here, you will be stuck in the hereafter. Even our Prophet ﷺ refused to perform the funeral prayer if he asked, "Do this man or woman who died owe anybody any money? If there is any of the family who is going to pay on his or her behalf, if nobody say yes, the Prophet excuses himself and he will not perform the funeral prayer." It's a very serious thing because it's haram. You cannot take their money without their permission. And the third one, وَإِرْضُهُ, dignity. Every one of us have our own dignity. Now when it comes to dignity, talking about not only the adult have dignity, our children, our loved one, our spouses, our partner, our woman, our wife, everybody have dignity. Marwah, in other words, they say. So you have no right to belittle them. We know that now all of us are spending a lot of time at home with our children. When you're talking to them, brothers, this is the best time. Because all of us are together at home and we are performing qiyam together. We break fast together, we pray maghrib together, we have dinner together. Remember, you break fast first, no dinner first, break fast first. Then you pray maghrib and then only dinner together. Then you pray isha together and then you make qiyam Ramadan together. So we are doing everything together. Now, in solving family problem, in strengthening family relationship, that is very, very important in Islam, to the extent that Allah said, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar." O you who believe in Allah. And you must remember, Allah said, the first foremost important thing, save yourself. We must save our soul from hellfire. Save our life. And immediately you must save your family. And that's where our wife, our children is coming in. Now they are with you. You may have some problem, but it's time for us to sit down seriously and let us talk about it. Don't just ignore it now. You have to talk. You have to let out what is inside you. But remember, when you want to talk to the family, use the best word. Don't have to raise up your voice. Talk with love. Talk with respect. Most of us as parents, we only want our children to listen to us. We forget to do something that is very, very important. Very, very constructive and productive. That is, we learn how to listen to them. They like to talk to us. But because we don't have time before this, everybody is busy, but now we have a lot of time. Because of the lockdown, there's a lot of blessing upon blessing to us. For the Muslim, whatever happened, there's always some blessing. We are not going to blame this, blame that. We say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ قَلَصْ. Allah Almighty, He do whatever He please. This will not happen without Allah's قُدْرَة. It happened because Allah said so. So, brothers and sisters, please make use of this blessed month and this special environment today because of the lockdown to engage and talk and discuss with one another. Talk to your son, listen to them. Talk to your daughter, listen to them. And when you are talking, when somebody is talking, other don't interrupt. Just listen. Have patience. the best way to communicate with each other is most of us try to be a good listener. Then you see there's a lot of peace and tranquility. Then you gain self-respect. Then the love will come in. Allahu Akbar. Now the children feel, Allah, I can talk to my daddy, I can talk to my mommy. They are not angry with me. They don't scream at me anymore. Allahu Akbar. We are so civilized people, no, Muslim. Muslims have good adab. You must remember, the Prophet ﷺ did mention that if a Muslim who is hayyinun layinun, then nothing can stop him to go to paradise. Meaning, a Muslim, number one, they are very simple, very gentle. No, they are very loving. They are not here to judge people, no. Even somebody is wrong, they always want to know why he make that mistake, why he do this thing that is so wrong. He's not there to judge, oh, he is a munafiq, he is ahli dalal, no. Because everybody have their own weaknesses, brother and sister. And that's where the hadith that the Prophet said, "Kullu Muslim, ala al-Muslim haramun, damuhu, wa maluhu, wa irduhu," is a very beautiful hadith. And that's where the early Muslim, even their minority, but they can, be an example. They can attract the majority of the people around them, and a lot of people enter to Islam. Afwaja. Today, there's a lot of Muslims, but people are not attracted to Islam because we Muslims are always going inward and become very selfish, very judgmental. We are not caring, we are not loving, you don't have the sharing spirit sometimes, we are judgmental. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften our heart. You always sit and ask scholar to make dua to our children because he is so hard-hearted, child. But we forget we are also very hard and we are very harsh on them. May Allah Rabbul Alameen, brothers and sisters, accept our deeds and protect us and our family. You will not be asked about your country. Allah don't ask you about your country. Allah don't ask you about your business. He asks you about you and your family, because you have 100% authority upon yourself. You can decide what you want to be, and also you have the right and all the authority to educate your children, your family. If you want to have righteous children, brother and sister, don't underestimate the benefit, the significance of our children. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Hadith Qudsi? That in the day of judgment, when we are supposed to go to hell because we are so bad, our good deeds is so little compared with all the bad things that we have been doing. Then Allah suddenly said to us, go to Jannah, enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. It was a surprise. The Prophet said that. Allah said to us that when this thing happened, we were surprised. Are you sure? It's like, no, am I here the right thing? Or Allah is just joking with me? No. Allah don't joke with us. What He say is true. But now you remember, we'll be surprised. We feel that we are not qualified to go to Jannah. How can Allah just say go to Jannah? Allah will tell us it's because of the prayer of our righteous children. Show love to them. So when they love you, They will pray for you. And their prayer will be answered by Allah Rabbul Alamin. They can save us, brother and sister. So may Allah give us righteous children. You want your children to be righteous? We start from today to be righteous. This is a good month, Ramadan. Ramadan do help us. Because the environment is different. The whole month is so blessed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, help us. And again, lastly, please don't forget the dua after witr. Don't forget to be an everyday Muslim. When you want to go to bed, don't forget the dua going to bed. Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya, at least. And recite certain ayah. You recite Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi. You recite two last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter. You recite the three kul. Do that. We do not know what is going to happen to us while we are sleeping. Maybe that will be the last sleep. At least we are sleeping with the name of Allah. When you wake up early in the morning, the first thing you remember, Allah, Alhamdulillahi allazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Allahu Akbar. This is how our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam developed his first, second and third generation. They become good practicing Muslim, not traditional Muslim. The quality is so good in them that wherever they go, their character attract the environment, the people around them. They change environment. They don't let the environment change them. You know, today things have go the other side. But the Prophet also warned us, Al Maru Aladini Khalili Falyanzur Ahadukum Mayukali. The Prophet is telling us our lifestyle normally will follow our friend. Our friend is so important. I know everybody have their own friend. We just cannot live without friends sometimes. But be careful with the friend that you choose. If you have good friend, mina sadiqin, the righteous friend, easy for you to be righteous. If you have the wrong people around you, even you are good, you can easily turn astray. So we hope that we make the right choice, and we hope that our children make the right choice too. So brothers and sisters, like what I said to all of you, I have no intention to prolong the lecture, because it is normally a very short reminder. But we always pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us a better Muslim, who always look into ourselves and try to improve ourselves and also our family. Before we pinpoint at others, talk about others, let us talk to ourselves and talk to our family. If you are good inside, it's easy for you to be good outside. Majority of the people today are hypocrites. Outside, they pretend to be so good, so kind, so loving, so caring, soft-speaking, very soft-spoken to their friend, But inside their house, they are just a lion. Na'uzubillah. So we hope that Allah Rabbul Alamin give us the wisdom that it's time for us to change, brother and sister. And I believe when we make the move, and we have the right intention, Allah is sure to help us. Allah help those who help themselves. So may Allah allow all of us to continue our fasting day to come until the end of Ramadan. And may Allah help us to improve ourselves every day. memorize the verses of Allah, to memorize the saying of the Prophet, don't forget. I add only one today. Yes, last night was two hadith, tonight one hadith. I start again before I give salam, so that whatever I have memorized, I want everybody who is following this program to memorize it. I'm a very simple person. I choose simple hadith and short, so that you don't have any excuse. It's so difficult to memorize. You can memorize so many things. Sometimes you can memorize songs. How can you say that you cannot memorize simple, short saying of the Prophet ﷺ? Let us end with these three hadiths. Last night two, plus tonight one. And may Allah make us close to our Prophet ﷺ. And may Allah make us qualified to get his shafa'ah. Yeah? Now, to do that, before I go back to the three hadiths, please, brother and sister, we hope every one of you have memorized the dua after wudu, number one. Number two, we hope that all of us have memorized how to make dua after azan. Now, I will tell you why these two is so important. Teach your children, teach your grandchildren. You have been teaching them a lot of things sometimes, but these are something very, very simple. Every day we make wudu, don't forget. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa adahu la sharika lah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And then the dua after azan, make salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid, Allahumma rabba hazihi da'wati tamma, wassalatil qa'imah, ati Muhammadanil wasilata wal fadila, wa ba'asu maqama mahmudanil lazi wa atta. Do that, brother and sister, you will know the significance of that. I will share with you tomorrow night, inshallah. Now let us recite the hadith together. La darara wa la dirar. Repeat with me. La darara wa la dirar. I can't hear, but I believe you are following me. Yeah? One day when we meet, I will check. I want to listen from you. Yeah? Number two. Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Number three, kullul muslim ala muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irtuhu. See you again tomorrow night. Wabillahi taufiqi wal akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. And for those who have been praying for us, we pray for you too. May Allah give you health, wealth, strong iman, and increase your patience, sabar in this blessed month, Ramadan al-Mubarak. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Let us recite this together. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك. No, that is not the right one. That is dua iftitah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And have a good rest and a good night sleep, inshallah. See you tomorrow night. And also tomorrow morning we do have a ongoing class through AKY Media. There's on Wednesday morning 11 a.m. We are talking about how to have the right understanding about qadar and qada, predestination. See you tomorrow morning. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.